Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One that's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs on our website at cbu.edu/GEP. That's cbu.edu/GEP.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parish, I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you were in a room last night with closed doors if the rest of your family was sleeping when Ja Morant provided us with the dunk heard around the world, because if you went, ooh, real loud, you got young children, you might wake them up. What a night for the young star. What a dunk that went viral quickly. Of course, we're going to talk about it momentarily and then explain why tomorrow night just got a lot less interesting.
Yeah.
Understandable news from the Grizzlies this afternoon, but depressing news from the Grizzlies this afternoon. Ja Morant coming off, again, the dunk heard around the world, will not play tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Bucks, and there's a chance the reigning MVP might not play either. So, hope you didn't plan your Friday around that. We'll get into it all momentarily. First, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Kendrick Perkins is a former University of Memphis commitment, who then decided to enter the NBA draft, spent 14 years in the association, and now he's a media member. Terrific. You see him all the time on The Jump. Kendrick Perkins is going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him about Ja Morant and about Aaron Baines. What's it like? Because Perk was a big. What's it like when you're a big, you get switched on to a smaller, more athletic guard, and he's going to try to punch one on you? What's going through your head if you're Aaron Baines? Kendrick Perkins, I'm certain, has been in that situation. I'll talk to him about it. 425. Finish that. I'll take a break. Come back. Do four notable stories. 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Memphis football coaching search continues. with Ryan Silverfield reportedly interviewing today. I'll get you updated on that around 4:44. O'Brien Goodson, a Memphis football player, had an interesting tweet this afternoon. I'll give you the details on what's bothering him a little later on this hour. Lamar Jackson, this is going to be fun. In primetime tonight, Thursday night football. I don't know if the game will be good. They're like 16, 17-point favorites over the Jets. Ravens-Jets on Fox in primetime. But when you get Bennett, would you agree? The biggest star in the NFL right now?
Yes,
yes. The biggest star in the NFL right now, the likely MVP of this season in primetime on a Thursday night. That's good stuff. Also, he's got an opportunity, and almost certainly will, break Michael Vick's record for rushing yards in a season by a quarterback. We'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock. And Anthony Rendon got paid last night. I understood some of these other contracts going around, and Rendon's awesome. He's in the NL East, so I've watched him a lot. I'm glad he's no longer in the NL East. Seems like a big contract for Anthony Rendon. We will talk about that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with last night's basketball game in Phoenix, Arizona. It tipped off like 8 o'clock Central. It was the Grizzlies and the Suns, two teams with losing records. But for our purposes, it was Ja Morant's second game back after missing a handful of games with back spasms after he collided with cameramen while going to the rim. Final score, 115-108. Grizzlies win it. It's the eighth win of the year. They improved to 5-6 away from FedEx Forum. But honestly, none of that really matters. What matters is the highlight that Ja Morant provided in the final minutes. At this point, I hope you've seen it. There's no way you could be on the internet and not see it. I hope you've heard it. But if not, let's live through it one more time. First, Bennett, with the television call or with the radio call?
Let's do TV first.
TV first.
Well, they cleared it out this time. Come get some Aaron Baines. Look at this young fella partner with a lot of body contact down below. Doesn't get the...
That is Brevin Knight providing a color commentary, which was essentially just, ooh, which, by the
sounded
way,
like me.
Is exactly the noise I made when I was sitting at home. And Brevin, even if you watch the post game, talked about it afterward. He said, I forgot I had a headset on. Like, in that moment, you just turn into somebody watching something happen in a basketball game that you do not normally see. You just forget. And for Brevin, it happens to happen on TV. For all of us, it happens in the privacy of wherever we're at. For me, I was in my office. Wife and kids already asleep. And I'm sitting there, you know, it's the end of the game, so I'm watching the game, but I'm also, like, doing work. I'm always multitasking. And I think I made the exact same sound Brevin Knight made.
It's funny what you said in your open about people waking up their families, because my wife literally texts me right after it happens. Is like, her and the baby are asleep. She's like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up. I've got a kid. Like, yeah, you ever been married or not married, either way, in a relationship with somebody, a mother, who has a young child who has fallen asleep, about the worst thing you can do to them in that moment isn't steal from them or call them a name or it. The worst thing you do is wake that baby up.
Mm-hmm.
That is grounds for reasonable murder if you wake that baby up.
Yes.
And the idea that you'd maybe almost wake that baby up, woo, just wooing about Ja Morant after a dunk, I can understand how that could cause issues in the Doyle household. But either way, around Memphis, and even in Phoenix, if you were Brevin Knight live on TV, you're all making the same sounds because I don't want to say you could see it coming, but Ja knew exactly what he was going to try
yes.
to do. And by the way, if you ever want to know why traditional bigs are having a harder time getting drafted where they used to get drafted and staying on the floor late in games, particularly in playoff games, that was exactly reason why. It's why Vernon Carey right now is a legitimate National Player of the Year candidate at Duke, and I'm not sure he's a first-round draft pick, even though he was a top-five player in his high school class. Usually you say somebody's a top-five player in their high school class, and now they're a top-five player in college basketball. That's going to be a top-five pick in the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon Carey is a traditional big. Now, he is shooting jumpers and making them, but he's not an athlete. He's not a jumper. And the question becomes, can he guard in space? And that didn't used to be as big of a question in the NBA. Perhaps I'll get Perk to talk about this as well. Like Jalu Okafor entering the NBA draft 30 years earlier is probably the number one pick and then an all-star and then a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
But the game changed on him, and he's still in the league, but he is nothing close to what he would have been in a different era because of the way the game is played right now. So what you see last night is Aaron Baines gets switched on to Ja, and then everybody just gets out of the way. Like, it's clear this is the way this is going to go down. And what I love about it is you see Ja even back up. Like, he dribbles backwards. Like, okay, let me, like, I want to run and start at this. I mean, that's mm-hmm. really what it is. He's ISO'd on a big that he knows is not going to be able to guard him in this space. So now let me take a step back, and here I go. And I'd say the overwhelming majority of guards his size, or guards in general, are going to take that opportunity to do one of two things. It's going to dribble, dribble, pull up, shoot, or dribble, dribble, get to the rim, try to draw the contact, and then finish and one. Very few have decided already, I'm about to try to punch on this guy. And that really is a mindset. I don't want to say it's not something you can teach, because I think you can teach it. In fact, I know college basketball coaches who have tried to teach it. I know one coach in particular, they run a drill where your guards are not allowed to do anything at the rim except try to dunk. Now, it doesn't mean that in a game that's what you would want,
mm-hmm.
but it's no layups, no hesitate, no floaters, no trying to draw contact and get fouled and then finish. You get into lane, you try to dunk the ball every time. And the hope there is that you build the mindset of being aggressive. Don't just try to draw contact. Try to finish. Try to finish. Because when you have that mindset of, I'm going to get to the rim and try to finish this with a dunk, normally one of two things is going to happen. The most likely thing, you're going to get fouled. That's the most likely thing. The next most likely thing is you're actually going to dunk. The least likely thing is that you're going to get it rejected at the rim. From a percentage perspective, that's the thing least likely to happen. So if that's the thing least likely to happen, let's be aggressive. Let's try to dunk at the rim. Now, I've seen coaches hammer that to players. Hammer it, hammer it, hammer it. And it just doesn't click for whatever. I bet you if you ask Taylor Jenkins, he's never had to talk to John Morant about that once. That's the way he plays. First at Murray State, now here. His goal when he gets ISO'd on a big is to get to the rim and dunk on that big.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tried it consistently throughout this season and hadn't quite caught a body the way he caught a body with Aaron Baines. But, woo boy, that was incredible to watch. And the angles that we got after the live version and the slow motion version, all terrific because it shows exactly what happened. His body is flying away from the rim, still manages to dunk. He gets fouled hard. Again, he only weighs like 170, 175. Mm-hmm. Every bump changes where he's going. Finished it anyway. It should have been an and-one opportunity, and it was undeniably the highlight of the night in the NBA, one of the highlights of the season in the NBA, and just the latest bit of evidence that suggests Ja Morant has already taken the NBA and become a factor in it. He's not the best player on a team that's going to compete for a Western Conference title. Not yet. But he is one of the players that people around the country are now wanting to see, are talking about, tweeting about. I saw Joe Budden earlier today tweet, Ja Morant is who we thought he was. Joe Budden tweeting about a Memphis Grizzly rookie. Yep. What? He's on people's radar in a way that I genuinely believe no Memphis Grizzly in history has ever been on people's radar.
Oh, no question.
There has never been a Mark Gasol, First team all in, defensive player of the year, Mark Gasol, all-star, Zach Randolph, all-star, right. Mike Conley, biggest contract in the NBA. No Grizzlies player has ever been on the national radar as much as this Grizzlies player is right now. Nobody. Let's hear Eric Hasseltine one time.
Down to 10 on the shot clock. Morant working at Baines. Quick stutter step in the lane. Hangs. Jams with a right hand on Baines. Oh, what a move by Ja Morant. Ja Morant, what a play by the rookie at the rim on top of Baines with the dunk. I can't believe what I just saw. He's going to his left, back with his right, and got hammered on the play. Oh, my goodness, what a play by Ja Morant.
Ja Morant finally caught him a body. He's been trying to do that all season. He's been 0-for-4. Dunking on big guys. He finally got Aaron Baines. He got one to go down over top of a big man.
So another beautiful call from our friend and former colleague Eric Hasseltine. And so now it's all set up. Grizzlies get a win. Ja Morant gets a highlight, continues to distance himself from everybody when it comes to the Rookie of the Year chase. And now he's coming home for a Friday night game. The Milwaukee Bucks are coming to town looking like the power in the East with the reigning MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, getting ready to set foot inside FedEx Forum for the only time this season. And then at 2:37 this afternoon, the Grizzlies PR Twitter account tweeted that Ja Morant and Brandon Clark are both going to sit out Friday night's game because of injury maintenance, and but be available for Saturday's game against the Washington Wizards. And let me be clear, I understand, and if I'm trying to make you understand, if you're somebody who doesn't understand, here's what I guess the rationale would be. John and Brandon have both been dealing with stuff. Mm-hmm. They're both incredible assets and the future of this franchise. We've got a back-to-back. They're not playing in both of them. It's just like they're not. And so now we got to pick which one to play in. And the truth is they can play against the Bucks and probably lose in that game no matter what. Freaking Bucks. But if they play against the Wizards, we can beat the Wizards. So let's play them in the game we have a better chance of winning instead of playing them in the game we're probably not going to win anyway because we lose on Friday night with them, then we don't have them on Saturday night, then we lose on Saturday night, and that's a two-game losing streak we don't want to have. Now, that's the rationale I would assume.
I disagree with it.
And I disagree with it, too. It's not what I would do. I understand it, and I also recognize, and I will say this consistently throughout this season, when they, not randomly, because that suggests there's no rhyme or reason to it, when they choose to sit Ja Morant down or Brandon Clark down, I will consistently say, that's disappointing, because honest to God, we're not watching a playoff basketball team.
Right.
What this season has developed into, let's just be honest, we're watching Ja Morant.
Yep.
The reason I watched every minute of that game last night isn't because I wanted to see if the Grizzlies could get a win in Phoenix. I don't really care if the Grizzlies get a win in Phoenix. They're not going to win enough to be in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter to me. The reason I watch every minute of that game last night is I want to watch every minute of Ja Morant. That's what this season is going to be about. Mm-hmm. Watching Ja Morant.
And I will say Jaren has really turned it around lately.
Jaren was good as well.
Yep.
But Ja's the star.
Right.
Jaren has been good. Ja's the star. Ain't nobody tweeting nonstop around the country about Jaren Jackson Jr.
No question. Right.
Ja's the star. So I will consistently say, even though everything I just said is true, Ja Morant is their asset. They're the ones invested in him. Robert Pera and everybody who works underneath Robert Pera. They're the ones paying him millions of dollars. They're the ones in charge of making sure that they get the best version of him for as many years as possible. And if they have decided, for all of the reasons you decide such things, this is the way they're going to handle the situation, I'm not going to complain about it. It's their asset. They have more to gain and more to lose as it pertains to Ja Morant than any of us. And so I will allow them, not that I have any power to not allow them, but I'm totally comfortable with them handling these types of situations however they want to handle them. Same thing with the Clippers and Kawhi. They're the ones invested. He's their asset. They should handle that however they see fit. But I will say, I wish they would have handled this one differently. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because, boy, you set up for an awesome Friday night.
You're coming off the high.
You're coming off the high. Everybody in Memphis and every basketball fan around the country last night spent time talking about Ja Morant, watching Ja Morant. Highlight again. Let's watch it again. Highlight again. Let's see it again. Another angle. Let's watch it again. Retweet, retweet, retweet. That's what you're coming off of. And then you've got the Bucks coming into town. You've got Giannis coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a situation where people can reasonably plan to spend their Friday night inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis, watching Ja Morant, the young, incredible 20-year-old rookie, play against the reigning MVP. And now we know for a fact Ja Morant's not playing. And it's unclear if Giannis is even going to play because he did not play last night. He's got soreness in his right quadriceps tendon. So I know people have bought tickets just for this. Friday night's always fun. Friday night against the Bucks, always fun. Ja Morant coming off that dunk. Woohoo!
Yep.
And now you don't have Ja, might not have Giannis, and I guess you still have the Bucks, but it's not the same. If I were in charge, what I think I'd have done, because I wouldn't have been motivated by trying to win at all. I'd have been motivated by, let's just put on the best show we can put on for our fans. This is entertainment. What do our fans want most? I promise you, you put a poll, you told Grizzlies fans, or just Memphians in general, Ja is not playing in both these games this weekend. You can pick which one you want him to play in. Would you rather him play against the Bucks or the Wizards? Bucks.
Absolutely.
There's only one time this season inside FedEx Forum you're going to have a chance to see Giannis, and you'd like to see him with Ja on the court with him. You put it up to fans, overwhelmingly, the votes would go, play Ja against the Bucks, don't play him against the Wizards. So I would have preferred if they handled it that way. And if you go look at the replies underneath the tweet, it appears that most people with Twitter accounts, at the very least, would have preferred him handled it that way. But I'll just circle back to what I said before. He's their asset. They can handle it however they want. I think it would have been way more popular if they handled it differently. Play against the Bucks, sit against the Wizards. But it's up to them ultimately, and this is what they've decided. Kendrick Perkins, I'm certain, saw Ja Morant dunk on Aaron Baines last night. I'll ask him what it's like to be a big when you get switched on to somebody like Ja Morant and you know what's coming, or at least you know what he's about to try to do to you. Kendrick Perkins is up next.
The holiday season is here, and our Chevy employees have something special to share with you.
At Chevy, we're all about bringing families together.
This time of year, that's really important.
So we're making it easier than ever to become part of our family.
That's why our Chevy employee discount is now available to everyone.
The Chevy price you pay is what we pay.
Not a cent more.
Family is important to us.
And we'd like you to be part of ours.
Take advantage of the Chevy employee discount for everyone and get great deals on the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Explore every corner of your city in the versatile yet stylish Trax and have everything you need to do everything you want with the Equinox.
So happy holidays.
And welcome to the family.
The Chevy family.
Become part of the Chevy family. Get the Chevy employee discount for everyone today.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Visit ChevroletEmployeeDiscount.com for offer and vehicle eligibility. Not available with fleet sales and some other offers. Dealer fees are extra and will vary at participating dealers. Take new retail delivery by 1-2-20.
There is a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Bawawa too?
Half bulldog, half chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling. With holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while, with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No. Do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holidays celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
We have great news from James Gaddis Jewelers. This is James Gaddis here to tell you about some great savings available right now. Save 20% on Seiko and Bulova watches. What a great gift idea. Also save 20% on designer jewelry by Doves and 20% on blue topaz and aquamarine jewelry, which represent the December birthstone. Bring us your gift list and let us help you get it all done while you are saving. That's right, 20%. James Gaddis Jewelers.
Welcome to Ugly Mug Coffee.
One full moon latte, please.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Sale this week. Receive 20% off everything at the Ugly Mug Cafe from December 5th to December 16th. Visit them at 4610 Poplar Avenue to find the perfect gift for your favorite coffee enthusiast or yourself this holiday season.
Atlanta, the 1996 Games. Richard Jewell discovers a suspicious bag.
I don't know how long it's been there.
The bomb explodes.
You set that bomb!
Richard, we want to...
They want to fry you.
Critics are calling Richard Jewell gripping and heartbreaking.
My son is innocent.
Clint Eastwood's best film in over a decade and winner of the AFI and National Board of Review Awards for one of the year's best films.
You ready to start fighting back?
Yeah. Richard Jewell, a Clint Eastwood film. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. Only in theaters tomorrow.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase.
Ryan Silverfield is reportedly interviewing for the University of Memphis football head coaching job today. We'll get into that in the next segment, but right now, I'm joined by Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. He's a former University of Memphis commit. He is a 14-year NBA veteran, and now he's an NBA insider you see on television making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Radio.com Sports Insider Calls are always brought to you by the mid-sized Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Perk, it's Gary Parrish. What's up, man?
Well, Gary, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on, man.
You kidding me? Thank you for being here. And I want to start with, I'm assuming you've seen it, the Ja Morant dunk on Aaron Baines last night. Just in general, woo indeed. What did you make of that? And just the rookie so far, what you've seen of the 20-year-old here with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, he's special. I mean, I was one of the guys that was very high on him since he was in college. And I actually was on the jump during draft night, and I said, I wouldn't be mad if Ja Morant went number one. Like, you when you got a guy, point guards like that don't come around often, and this is a guy that has a combination of athleticism of Russell Westbrook. He has the handles of Kyrie Irving, and he has the passing ability of Rajon Rondo. And when you have a combination and a guy like that, that's you know, that you get your hands on, you don't come around a point guard like that. That also have a lot of heart. Like, this guy, I mean, right now he's the top candidate winning Rookie of the Year, if you ask me. I mean, the way he's playing, and Memphis is playing some great basketball right now, by the way. That was a big win that they got last night against the Suns. And, you know, they've been the majority of the games. You know, except for a few, you know, you get blown out every now and then. Every team does in the NBA. You just have those days. But, you know, John Morant is very, very special.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran, now an NBA insider for Radio.com Sports. So take me into the mindset of Aaron Baines. When you're in that situation, you get switched onto an athletic, quick guard who's going to try to punch one on you. You're having to guard in space. What's going through your head if you're him?
My thing is that I'm bagging up. I got to bag up, and my job is I got to get one stick hand up, and I got to make him shoot a jump shot. I got to give enough space where he shoots a jump shot. And if he hits a three, but I cannot try to get up on him and think I'm a guard, this quick, athletic guy, and no way, no how. But the way he went up and everything, you know, that's just special. But me personally, I'm sagging. I gotta let him shoot, and I know he can shoot. But I gotta just take my chances on the percentages, cause the percentages of me actually getting up and guarding Ja Morant, it ain't happening.
You're talking to Kendrick Perkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Do you remember? Like, is there one that stands out? Like, somebody got you the way Ja got Aaron Baines last night. Is there one, even after a long, successful, lucrative career, you're like, yeah, that guy got me one time.
LeBron got me like that before. I never got really by a point guard, but I didn't got by, you know, you don't get dunked on. Right. If you're a guy that's in the league that's not afraid of embarrassment, meaning, you know, you got any type of heart to go challenge something at the rim or something like that, you're going to get dunked on. But I think, no, matter of fact, Dwayne Wade caught me the worst. He, like, drove baseline and he spent, and he came out of his spin off of Serge Ibaka, and I thought he was, like, about to shoot, like, a little runner floater, and he just dunked it on me. I was like, man. Like, it just caught me so off guard. Like, it was just so sneaky but athletic at the same time. I was like, man. And he, like, did the cabbage patch afterwards and all that. I was like, oh, man. They still talk about it to this day.
I'm going to have to go look that one up on YouTube. I'm talking to Kendrick Perkins here, Radio.com Sports NBA insider. Moving on to just the NBA in general, the Lakers are sitting here at 22-3. Are you surprised they've been this good this quickly?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not surprised one bit. We're looking at the best duo since Kobe and Shaq, in my opinion. And when you have a duo that's that dominant, you're only going to have success. And when you look at the guys that they built around them, Rob Pelinka took a lot of heat over the summer. He took a lot of heat last year. But he put some great guys around them, as far as JaVale McGee, that's a champion. Danny Green, that any guy that if I had a team, I would love to have a Danny Green on my team. Avery Bradley, Rajon Rondo, who's a champion, Quinn Cook, who's a champion. You know, you still got this upcoming star who's still trying to find himself in Kyle Kuzma. You take a chance, a huge chance, but it's low risk but high reward on Dwight Howard. And it turned out great for him. So I'm not surprised about the Lakers at all. I'm not surprised one bit. And you got one person who's not getting enough credit for putting these guys in position to be successful is Frank Vogel and his coaching staff, because they buying into his defense. They believe in what his defense what his defensive schemes are. And when you got your two superstars playing at a high level on both ends like that, you got to give credit to the coaching staff.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins here, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Meantime, the Clippers are now 19-7. That's after last night's win in Toronto. And the story there, of course, Kawhi Leonard back in Toronto for the first time since winning a championship. And the crowd treated him favorably. He got the standing ovation. He got the MVP chant. We've seen this players go back to places that they chose to leave. And it's not always a positive experience. LeBron back in Cleveland for the first time after going to Miami was ugly, ugly, ugly. As a former player, I'm assuming you like when fans can show proper appreciation for somebody who did amazing things there, but then just decided he wanted to be employed somewhere else. What did you make of the way the fans in Toronto treated Kawhi last night?
Well, listen, the fans in Toronto had no choice. Like, We're talking about an organization who had been searching for a championship over two decades, and this guy came in and delivered that. They didn't have a choice, to be honest. Like, you had to give Kawhi his props, and the way Kawhi went out was the good thing about the situation to me. Like, he showed respect. Like, you know, he went and met with Masai Ujiri and told him that he wasn't coming back. Like, everything about it was professional. He never, throughout the season, fully committed to coming back to Toronto. He never had anything negative to say about Toronto. And he came and delivered a championship there and won Finals MVP. So, in my eyes, it was a no-brainer. I mean, and I was there last night doing ESPN Hoopstrings, and I mean, it was the best ovation I ever seen. I thought when I went back to Boston, when I got traded to OKC, it was pretty damn good. But that was good last night, man. That was great. I mean, like, unbelievable. But it was well-deserved. Like, a guy comes in, and you got to give it's just so much credit that you got to give to a lot of people. Like, Masai Ujiri, like, you take a gamble on a guy that you know is a one-year rental. And you still take a gamble on him, and he delivers, and, you know, like, it's just crazy. And then the way Kawhi left, you know, and then people understand, like, as a player, you love to go back and play in your hometown. Like, you talking about a South California dude who goes back. Like, the fans in Toronto had no it was no way in my mind that I was thinking he would have got booed or anything. He got everything he deserved and more.
I think that's exactly right. I'm wrapping up here with Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran. Last thing before I let you go, the Bucks are going to be here in Memphis tomorrow night. Giannis may or may not play. Yeah, they're awesome as well, just like the Lakers. He may or may not play. He's got a quadriceps issue. But either way, he's the reigning MVP. That's undeniable. Is it clear to you that he's also – at this moment, the best player in the world?
No, it's not clear to me that.
Okay.
He's great, but he's not the best player in the world right now. I can't just give him that because it's too many guys that right now in our league today, it's too many guys that's doing so many things at a high level that's special. Like, you got a guy like LeBron. Obviously, we get tired of talking about him, but he makes you talk about him because he's sitting up here averaging 26 and almost 12 assists a game. But then you have a guy like Anthony Davis who's on the same team as LeBron, who's over here playing both ends of the floor that possibly could win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. And then you have a guy like Luka in Dallas who's putting up crazy numbers and got Dallas in the playoff race in the West. And then you have James Harden who's averaging 40 points per game. So it's like I can't just say that Giannis is clearly just the best player in the world. He's great. He's great. I can't say that. He's great. And I pay tickets for me and my family to go see him play, I tell you that much. But I can't just say he's the best player in the world right now. He's up there like in any order, but I don't know who's the best player in the world, to be honest. Like, every night you could get something different. James Harden had 55 last night. And I know it's on the Cleveland Cavaliers, but 55 is 55.
55 is 55. That's Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls brought to you by the Midsize Metrics for Mercedes-Benz fans. You can also hear Perk, by the way, on Scal and Pals, available on Radio.com and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal when you get to radio.com. That's Scal. Perk, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this. I listened to you talk about your Memphis recruitment on the Woj pod not so long ago. One day I'm going to get you back on, and we're going to talk about Kendrick Perkins and Kena Young being recruited to the University of Memphis.
Hey, anytime, man. My phone line open. I'm ready. I thank y'all for having me on the show.
You're the best, baby. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran. And a former University of Memphis commit. Like, I can't remember if I was the full-time beat writer then or just, like, helping then, but I was definitely around.
I remember well.
Back then, and it was a package deal. Kendrick Perkins and his best friend, Kena Young, both coming to Memphis. And then when Kendrick entered the NBA draft, Memphis politely told Kena Young, you need to find somewhere else to go. You're essentially said you're not welcome here anymore. You can look this up. It was wild. Because John Calipari's the coach, Tony Barbie's on staff, Derek Kellogg, Steve Rockeford, I guess, was the staff. And the connection was Rock, because Rock was from the Beaumont area, and Kendrick and Kena were from the Beaumont area. And all of the other recruits had showed up. And you got to remember, this is before Twitter, before message boards, before Facebook. Like, you really didn't have, like, access to all the stuff we have access to now. And all the other recruits had showed up on campus. Except Kena Young. He just wasn't here. And they kept saying, oh, it'll be fine, or we're trying to figure it out, or it'll be fine. And finally, I just got in touch with Kena Young's father. And I said, listen, they're telling me everything's cool, but, like, you're not here. Most of the other freshmen are here. I'm just trying to make sure, is everything still okay? And Kena Young's father told me a story. Like, we rented a U-Haul, packed it, and we were ready to move from to Memphis, and we got a phone call saying, you can come here if you want to, essentially, but you will never play. So unless you just want to come here and sit on the bench, you need to find a new place to go. And it was basically like, we wanted you when we thought Perk was coming, but now that Perk's not coming, we don't want anything to do with you. And I believe the quote that became the pullout quote, like that the commercial people highlighted, was something along the lines of, John Calipari hurt my son. It was a big thing in that moment. And what's hilarious about it is that Kena Young ended up at BYU. I think he went to junior college and then ended up maybe BYU, a school like that. And he was awesome. Like, he was a great college basketball player. Like, looking back on it, you'd have loved to have him at the University of Memphis, but they were so pissed that they didn't actually get the Kendrick Perkins, Kena Young package deal, that they didn't want any part of the package.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is I believe he would have played in the 2004 season at Memphis. Is that, I think so, because he was in high school in 2003. And that 2004-05 season was the only season that in that big stretch that Cal didn't make the NCAA tournament. It would have been 7 years straight, probably, if he would have gotten Kendrick Perkins on that team.
Well, 2004-05 is the Sean Banks gets kicked off the team year. Darius misses the free throws at the end season. And that is the wildest season of Memphis basketball I was ever around.
By far.
Like, I could write, I don't know how much it would sell because I don't know who cares, but I could write a book.
Oh, I think people care.
About covering the 2004-2005 Memphis basketball season, where Sean Banks shows up for his sophomore year the night before classes start. He was not here all summer. Came back like 15 pounds lighter. Looked like he'd partied all summer, was a headache from the jump. Team split in half. You had Sean Banks and the other people like Sean Banks on one side and then Darius on the other side. I've told the story before, but at one point when it was just clear that this was not working, they were losing, nobody's getting along, it was not working. And John, I remember stopping practice one day and yelling, I'm not going to yell into the microphone, but he said, I want to make this everything clear right now. I'm with the kid, all right? I'm with the kid, pointed at Darius. So you need to figure out who you're with. I'm with the kid. Figure out who you're with, because if you're not with him, you're not with me. And the point was clear. Sean Banks is a POS. You guys need to stop gravitating to him, because he ain't going to be here much longer. You need to get on this side. and they never really got. Then Sean flunks out of school. They never really got on track, but then they famously are playing in the CUSA championship game.
Yep.
On Saturday morning inside FedEx Forum with Darius Washington needing to make free throws, and all is good. Then you're in the NCAA tournament, and I think you guys know how that story ended. Anyway, Kendrick Perkins, former University of Memphis commit. It's been nice watching him go from 14-year NBA veteran to, like, media member who's, like, really good on television.
Yeah.
You feel like you're getting real answers from him, and he's been terrific. So appreciate Bennett setting that up, and we'll do that again sometime real soon. Ryan Silverfield is reportedly interviewing for the University of Memphis football head coaching job today. We'll get into that next.
Hey, it's John Martin here on behalf of my favorite spot to grab a bite and a beer, or sometimes both, the Blue Monkey. The Blue Monkey's asked me to wish you and your family the very happiest of holidays, and also send you a big thank you for a great 2019. Thanks to each and every guest they've served in Midtown and Downtown. Thanks to the entire Blue Monkey staff, and very special thanks to the city of Memphis. The Blue Monkey has big plans for 2020, so stay tuned for details. And in the new year, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff will work very hard every single day to make sure you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it's a first-rate experience. Happy holidays from the Blue Monkey. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night, Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. Saturday, the Pistol and the Queen.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Even if you're driving over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, you're never out of range of your favorite radio station with the free radio.com app. Take your favorite station with you or listen to all of our holiday music channels. Just open the free radio.com app and search holiday. You can even binge on incredible podcasts like the True Crime podcast Up and Vanished or Long May They Run with the band Fish. Open the free radio.com app today and fill your holiday with the best music and podcasts. Happy holidays from radio.com.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting engaged, you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, because I've got you covered. I've got a great engagement ring for anybody's budget, free financing, 5 locations, including the newest one in North Little Rock, Arkansas, or online at rijewelers.com. Come see me.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a
right, like Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike, pressing on a gas, supernova for a night.
Big thanks to Kendrick Perkins for being here. He mentioned when I asked him if he remembers anybody getting him the way Ja Morant got Aaron Baines last night. He mentioned a Dwayne Wade dunk. A bunch of you, and I appreciate you, sent me links to it on YouTube. I just tweeted it out. And D-Wade got him good.
He did.
D-Wade got him good. That is the type of thing you'd remember. Shouts to Kendrick Perkins for being here. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. Right now, though, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 444. Story number one.
University of Memphis assistant Ryan Silverfield, interim head coach, is interviewing today reportedly for the full-time head coaching position. Brad Martin, a prominent booster, is expected to be involved in the process. That should be no surprise. And so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it goes well. Undeniably, Ryan has generated incredible amounts of support within that locker room and among the recruiting class and former player one after another speaking on his behalf. I'm not sure that he's the only candidate under consideration right now. In fact, that wouldn't even make any sense if he were. But he does seem to, as Bruce Feldman tweeted a couple of mornings ago, his candidacy seems to be gaining some real traction. And at this point, I think it is more likely than not that he will be the next head coach of the University of Memphis. Not guaranteeing it, but more likely than not. Barry Odom's name continues to be connected to it. And I promise you, I'm not here to do another Barry Odom assassination. I feel like whatever I had to do in that regard, it's done already.
Yeah, you derailed that train.
But I will say that I've heard some people, when the conversation of Barry Odom comes up, express different reasons why they don't want him to be the head coach. And some of those get twisted into, well, here's what GP said about Barry Odom. And some of it is stuff I actually said. Some of it is stuff I didn't actually say at all. One of those things is Barry Odom's a defensive coach, right? I don't want Barry Odom because he's a defensive coach. We've just had offensive-minded coaches, and that's been a lot of fun, so I don't want a defensive-minded coach. And if that is your opinion, that's fine. I respect it. I understand it. But Nick Saban's a defensive-minded coach. Bill Belichick's a defensive-minded coach. I personally have no issues with Barry Odom being a defensive-minded coach. That is not why I would prefer somebody other than Barry Odom to coach at the University of Memphis. That, if that bothers you, that's fine. That doesn't bother me. I heard another one. Well, you know, he turned us down 4 years ago. Like, he wanted a Memphis job. He could have had a Memphis job 4 years ago. He turned us down. So why would we want him now? And then the first part of that is true. He did turn you down 4 years ago. He could have been the Memphis coach, but he decided to be the Missouri coach. And if that bothers you, I'm less understanding of that. Because here's the truth. If you are the Memphis coach and Missouri offers you the job, you might just stay at Memphis. I think Mike Norvell would have if those were his choices. But if you don't have a job as a head coach, and the Memphis job is placed on the table and the Missouri job is placed on the table, and you're just picking between the two, and you're already at Missouri, and Missouri's your alma mater, and Missouri's in the SEC East, and Memphis is not, you probably just take the Missouri job.
Right.
I'm not mad at Barry Odom for picking Missouri over Memphis 4 years ago. That's probably what I would have told him to do. And I don't think that's any reason whatsoever he shouldn't be under consideration now. Some people have said, well, if he wanted Memphis, he could have had Memphis. He didn't want Memphis. Forget about it. Let me tell you a story about a guy named Roy Williams. He was the Kansas head coach. Had strong ties to North Carolina. Close relationship with Dean Smith. Dean Smith retired. Bill Guthridge took over. Bill Guthridge then going to step away from the program. And guess who North Carolina wanted to replace him? Roy Williams. So Dean Smith picks up the phone. Talks to Roy about it. Roy goes to North Carolina, visits the campus he knows well, met with all the people, turned the job down, stayed at Kansas. So then Matt Doherty got the job. That didn't go so well. Job opened again. You know what North Carolina did? They didn't say, Roy Williams turned us down a few years ago. If he wanted the job, he could have had it then. So now, like, we'll just find somebody else. You know what they said? Roy Williams still the best guy for this job. Let's see if we can get him to take it now. And so we did. And now he's the North Carolina coach, and he's got three national championships to show for it. My point is this. I don't know why some of you guys don't want Barry Odom to be the head coach. But for me personally, it's not because he's a defensive-minded coach. That doesn't bother me. And it's not because he turned Memphis down 4 years ago, because he should have turned Memphis down 4 years ago. If Barry Odom were awesome and a defensive-minded coach, I'd say hire him. If Barry Odom were awesome and somebody who turned Memphis down 4 years ago, I'd say, well, let's see if we can convince him not to turn us down again. Those are not the reasons, at least for me, to not want Barry Odom to be the Memphis coach. The reasons I don't want Barry Odom to be the Memphis coach is because he wasn't good as the Missouri coach. I don't care what he picked 4 years ago or whether he works mostly on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. I'm not interested in him because he didn't do a good job in his last job. And that doesn't mean he won't do a great job in his next job. There's always that Orgeron story. But I'd rather have somebody who's been good at their job than have somebody who wasn't good at their job. I think it's a pretty good rule, usually.
Yeah.
You're going to hire somebody who's been good at their job as opposed to somebody who was just bad at a job. We went through all the numbers already. 1-10 against top 25 teams in 4 years at Missouri. Got outscored by a 336-180. 336-180 got outscored in those 11 games. 1-10 against the top 25. Lost 12 times as a favorite in 4 years. On average, 3 times a year, 4 times this year, including losses as a 17.5-point favorite and a 21-point favorite. I don't care what kind of coach he is, offensive or defensive. I don't care where he wanted to work 4 years ago, Memphis or Missouri. If he were awesome and available, I'd say hire him. But he just wasn't good at Missouri. There's not a single thing you can point at that says he did a good job at Missouri. You can say, I think he's a good coach. I can't tell you what to think. You can say, I think he'd be good at Memphis. And you might actually be right. But you cannot say he did a good job at Missouri. You cannot point to anything that actually shows he did a good job at Missouri. So everybody can have their own reasons for being anti-Barry Odom as the Memphis head coach. My reasons are simple. I've watched him be a head coach for 4 years, and the numbers suggest that he wasn't good at it.
Story number two.
Interesting tweet this afternoon from O'Brien Goodson. He is a Memphis football player, and the tweet reads this way. Crazy how the players get coaches better opportunities to make better lives for them and their families, and we're just here. And I will say, he makes a perfectly reasonable point. And, of course, this is not just the byproduct of Mike Norvell leaving. It's now being reported Adam Fuller is leaving as well. And so these Memphis football players who largely came here to play for one coach or another are now surrounded by incredible amounts of uncertainty as they prepare to play the game they've been dreaming about playing all season, which is the Cotton Bowl. And now they will play it under incredibly different circumstances and play it with a lesser chance to win, if only because, I mean, the key to the Memphis team is the Memphis offense. The guy playing the guy calling the plays is no longer going to be calling the plays. That's a problem. Doesn't guarantee defeat, but you'd feel better if he were there. And so I understand where O'Brien Goodson's coming from. And I don't think he means that as a shot at the coaches. At least I hope he doesn't. Because the coaches are just doing, yes, what is best for their themselves and their families and their careers. But the coaches are just operating within the system that is created for them to operate in. None of this is ideal, but if you want to avoid these types of less than ideal situations, change the system, fix the system. We've got a system in most sports where the last game of the year is meaningful and important. In college basketball, if you're not an NCAA tournament team, you're still in your conference tournament. Those games mean something. Players are playing. Coaches aren't leaving. Not before them. If you're in the NCAA tournament, those games mean something. You're going to play a game. If you win it, you advance. If you lose it, season's over. So the players play and the coaches coach. A bowl game means nothing, and I say this with all due respect to my friends who are associated with bowls. They mean nothing. That's why legitimate NFL players don't play in them when it's their last year before entering the NFL draft. It's why coaches leave before they start. All the bowls are a way to make a lot of money off of athletic departments. Like Memphis has the best season in football history. And you know what the reward for it is? Here's 12,500 overpriced Cotton Bowl tickets. You're responsible for selling them. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you eat them. What? That's the system. It's a system set up to allow people who've been making money off of college football to continue to make college money off of college football. That's all. So fix the system. We've been screaming about this for decades. Fix the system. I'm not saying bowls serve no purpose. I'm sure you can present me with a football player who went to a bowl game and calls it the most amazing experience he ever had.
Sure.
I'm just saying that it's an exhibition. If you are in Major League Baseball and you are playing a postseason game, it means something. If you win it or enough of them, you keep playing. If you don't...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.